home. It's 7:04. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. So, Cherish the Ladies gave us a couple of hornpipes, Princess Beatrice and Fly by Night, and the Ennis sisters on that recording gave us Ambletown. Joni's touring Heart of the Home with the rest of the band. They're actually in this neck of the woods this coming week. On the 20th, they'll be at South Orange, New Jersey. On the 21st, New London, Connecticut. The 22nd, Tarrytown, New York. Then the 23rd, Frederick, Maryland. And then nothing is listed right now for January, except a date in New York City at the APEP convention on the 5th. For more information and to purchase tickets, check the venue, just go to the website cherishtheladies.com. We'd also like to mention a couple of local shows. At the Bull Run in Shirley on the 22nd, the Kennedys are doing a rockin' holiday show that is folk. And on the 29th, the pre-New Year's Eve show with Town Meeting Roots. And on New Year's Eve, they are doing a bang-up show with Roomful of Blues, and they have actually arranged your ticket price includes a stay at a hotel and a bus. Absolutely no driving is required. If you want to know more, just go to the website www.bullrunrestaurant.com. And we'd also like to mention, for those of you who are sticking around for the Christmas season, the Brattle Theater in Harvard Square is doing a holiday adjacent on Wednesday and Thursday with The Apartment and Eyes Wide Shut. Then various things. And then they are closed Christmas Eve, but starting Christmas Day, they are doing a whole repertory series of The Great Buster Keaton with a whole host of his wonderful films. And then for New Year's, they are doing a Marx Brothers marathon. So should be a great time. Well, as we mentioned, we're always interested in hearing about new music and getting new music. And this was an album that was passed on to me and includes a marvelous storyteller and her friends. Thank you.
Darcy moans, the seal folk rise, moon in their hearts, night in their eyes, and every single sound can cry, come to me, my darling. Waves fall down, the Selkies ride, hunger for men deep inside. They call for me to choose a bride. Come to me, my darling. They've tiny seashells in their hair. Their skin is gray as sea as air. But well I know I must beware, for I will be their darling. Waters wide and dark and deep, far down below the sailors sleep. But I've a wife and means to keep, so do not task me, do not heed, for I'll not be your darling.
Christmas tide. There'll be no real reason, no writing on the wall, no lost chance to make amends when Molly comes to call. You help the country to ransom again, the gas flows through your pipe. The price has fallen off you, you're bought, but the prices you charge are still high. I wonder how many old friends freeze at home this Christmastide. Or shall I have their number to push on your customer line? There'll be no real reason, no writings on the wall, no last chance to make amends when Molly comes to call. The country's in the toilet, it's back against the wall. We've had to save your business before all the dominoes fall. But why are you laying off your staff and starving others of funds? You'll still get your Christmas bonus after all the damage you've done. There'll be no real reason, no writings on the wall, no last chance to make amends when Molly comes to call. Your duck pond, we've all paid for your moat. Tell it to the unemployed when you come and get their vote. We've paid for your son at uni on the pretense that he worked. Is your research assistant, but that's not how it looks. There'll be no real reason, no writing on the wall, no last chance to make amends when Molly comes to call. When Jacob Molly comes to call. Forging life, we must stay to our graves. Will you be able to carry the load of misery that you've made? No one asked for philanthropy to leave your Christmas feast. All we ask you wouldn't cheat those who paid for your keep. Your keep. The wind is blowing hard today, but it's colder still inside. Lock away the waltz a day, not at home this Christmas tide.
Guillaume, prends ton tambourin, toi prends ta flûte, oh, Robin, au son de ses instruments. Touraloualoua, papapapapa, au son de ses instruments, je dirais Noël gaiement. C'était la mode autrefois de louer le roi des rois, au son de ses instruments. Touraloualoua, papapapapa, au son de ses instruments, il nous en faut faire autant. L'homme et Dieu sont plus d'accord que la flûte et le tambour. Au son de ses instruments, touraloualoua, papapapapa, au son de ses instruments, j'entends dans son sautant-en. Guillaume, prends ton tambourin, toi prends ta flûte, oh, Robin, au son de ses instruments, touraloualoua, papapapapa, au son de ses instruments, je dirais Noël gaiement. C'était la mode autrefois de louer le roi des rois, au son de ses instruments, touraloualoua, papapapapa, au son de ses instruments, il nous en faut faire autant. L'homme et Dieu sont plus d'accord que la flûte et le tambour, au son de ses instruments, touraloualoua, papapapapa, au son de ses instruments, j'entends dans son sautant-en. Guillaume, prends ton tambourin, toi prends ta flûte, oh, Robin, au son de ses instruments, touraloualoua, papapapapa, au son de ses instruments, je dirais Noël gaiement.
American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, I'm Dr. Tom Shives. People who enjoy winter sports can't wait for the first snowfall. But winter sports can also mean broken bones and other injuries. For instance, every year, skiing causes tens of thousands of injuries and about 30 deaths in the U.S. A lot of those are from head injuries, so skiers of all ages should wear helmets. Head injuries tend to occur late in the day when skiers may be tired, so watch out for fatigue. Using a helmet is also a great idea for children who go ice skating or sledding. Other sledding safety tips: only go sledding in designated areas that are free of trees, posts, and fences. Adults should supervise children, and all sledders should sit facing forward, but never head first. Use a sled with runners and a steering mechanism, which is safer than toboggans or snow discs. Prevent winter sports injuries so you can focus on the fun. For more information, visit the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons online at aaos.org.
Sauvez-nous, Maria, qui gagne en exil.
Good morning. That was Heather Dale gave us Patapan and Vini Vini Emmanuel from This Endless Night, a wonderful album she put out in 2004. Definitely, if you get a chance, go see her. Though with the difficulties in touring, getting into this country, she primarily is in Canada. Before that, we heard Aggie Bread doing Us When Jacob Marley Comes to Call from Winterfolk. And we started off with Jane Yolen and the Three Ravens. An album just came out this year, The Infinite Dark. Jane reads some of her stories, and that is her accompanist with Pen and Den and Come to Me, My Darling. And as we mentioned, this is Between the Worlds, the best of Earth Religions of Folk, and our calendrical information for this week is brought to you by the Perpetual Almanac of Folklore by Charles Keightley. And let's see here. Yes, we've got another Sunday and Advent coming up, but felt we should read you December 16th with called O Sapientia, O Wisdom by the Church from the anthem sung today, traditionally the beginning of the mince pie season. Now, mince pie used to have ground beef and suet, but I have seen some marvelous mince pies with ginger, with green tomatoes, and other fine ingredients. So it is not necessary to have meat. Originally rectangular in shape and said to represent Christ's manger, mince pies were abominated as popish and superstitious by Puritans, and who described them in 1656. Idolatry and crust, Babylon's whore, defiled with superstition like the Gentiles of old that worshipped onions, roots, and lentils. Later, however, the solid, substantial Protestant mince pie became the champion of the English Christmas against imported foreign kickshaws. It is traditional to eat mince pies made by as many different cooks as possible, because for every cook's pie, you will have a lucky month in the coming year. So if you don't feel like baking, make sure to befriend a baker and enjoy. December the 17th, feed bees, especially in hard weather or after a poor summer. Tusser's 500 Points of Good Husbandry of 1573 notes, "Go look to thy bees, if the hive be too light, set honey in water with rosemary dight, which set in a dish full of sticks in the hive, from danger of famine will save them alive." December the 18th, look for Christmas holly and ivy, but do not put them up until Christmas Eve. The most universally popular of Christmas evergreens, holly's red berries were said to symbolize Christ's blood and its prickles his crown of thorns. And even before the coming of Christianity, It was valued as a sure preservative against both lightning and witchcraft. Once the holly trees planted outside northern farmhouse doors. And Culpepper's Herbal of 1653 notes, ivy, whose blackberries do not ripen until Christmas time, has many medicinal as well as magical uses and is a plant of Bacchus. The berries taken before one be set to drink hard, preserve from drunkenness. And if one hath got a surfeit by drinking of wine, the speediest cure is to drink a draught of the same wine wherein a handful of ivy leaves being first bruised have been boiled. December the 19th, prepare to look your best for Christmas. December the 20th, St. Thomas's Eve. It's possible to divine the future, but beware of ghosts. By tradition, ghosts are permitted to walk abroad from now until Christmas Eve. December the 21st, St. Thomas Gray. St. Thomas Gray, the longest night and the shortest day. The winter solstice and the feast of St. Thomas the Apostle. Called Doubting Thomas because he questioned the resurrection. He's the patron of carpenters and masons. All over England, poor women and children, when Thomasing today for Christmas goodenings, especially wheat for frumenty and flour for Yule bread. St. Thomas goes too soon away, then your gooding we do pray, please to remember St. Thomas's day. December the 22nd, the sun enters the house of Capricorn. You can find the characteristics of Capricorn in the calendar of shepherds from 1604. December the 23rd, observe the day on which Christmas falls and the weather. Now, it's a Tuesday this year. It supposedly presages a cold winter and much snow, the summer wet, but good peace shall be among kings and princes. And this is from the Knowledge of Things Unknown of 1729. December the 24th, Christmas Eve, put up decorations, light the Christmas candle, and bring in the Yule log. And perhaps I may be here next week. We will see. Thank you.
trouble just for talking and befriending the wrong sorts when winter comes howling
I'll be working for somebody else until I'm in my grave. I'll be dreaming of a life of ease and mountains, oh, mountains of thanks. Have a big expensive car, drag my furs on the ground. Have a maid I can tell to bring me anything. Everyone will look at me with envy and with greed. Now revel in their attention and mountains, oh mountains of thanks. Sweet lazy life, champagne and caviar. Hope you come and find me, 'cause you know who we are. Those who deserve the best in life know what the money's worth. Those whose sole misfortune is having mountains on nothing at birth. Oh, they tell me it's still time to save my soul. They tell me we now saw, counts all those material things you gave. Dream, make you papa or make you queen. Won't die lonely, have it all prearranged. A grave that's deep and wide enough for me and all my mountains of thanks. Oh, they tell me still time to save my soul. They tell me all those material things you gain by exploiting other human beings. Mostly I feel lonely. It's gonna take all my mountains of thanks to surround me. Keep all my enemies away. Keep my sadness and loneliness at bay. Be working for somebody else until I'm in my grave. I'll be dreaming of a life of ease and mountains, oh, mountains of thanks. I'll be dreaming, 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 dreaming. Dreaming, 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 dreaming.
dreaming, 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 dreaming.
Thank you.
And that is just a sample of the magnificent music we were treated to this past Saturday night with Ensemble Correspondences, a really marvelous group, started back in 2009 in Lyon. And Sebastian Doucet is the conductor, has assembled a marvelous group of musicians and singers. And we heard the Symphony of the Night, and then O Sapientia. And of course, this is all Charpentier's music and motets. Before that, Tracy Chapman gave us Mountains of Things from her first album, Tracy Chapman, and the Albion Christmas Band gave us Winter Song. And we're going to give you a little bit more seasonal music.
Noel, 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 this is the salutation of Angel Gabriel.
Noel, 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 this is the salutation of Angel Gabriel.
Tidings through the Beckham you sent from the Trinity by Gabriel to Nazareth. Second person in divinity.
Noel, 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 this is the salutation of Angel Gabriel.
When he first presented was before her fair visage, in most demure and goodly ways he did to her homage, and said, Lady, from hence O he, that Lord has hairy touch, the witch of the Trulay, but not all thing dismayed, with mind discreet and meek spirit, to the angel she said, by what manner should I childbear the whichever a maid have lived chaste all my life past, and never man a said.
Noel, 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 this is the salutation.
Salutation.
lie me chill and wept no more. Sleep and bay now still. The king of bliss thy father is, as it was his will.
This andres nicht, I saw a sight, a maid a cradle gave. Ever she sung and sighed.
Slack, but it's